tonight is the first night of the 10 Pound Fiddles Midwinter Singing Festival, and Dr. Ize Barnwell will lead the first group sing tonight at the Hannah Community Center in East Lansing. She's a founding member of Sweet Honey and the Rock, as well as a composer, educator, and public health expert. Interestingly enough, in Current State's Melissa Benmark spoke with Dr. Barnwell about tonight's event.
Yes, she was really amazing to talk to. And one thing I want to emphasize is that Pete Seeger died that day, as we were sometime around the time we were talking, or else it hadn't hit the presses yet. And I just wanted to mention that, because there's no way that you can talk about group sings without talking about
Pete
Seeger.
Right. How ironic.
And so that was one thing that I asked her a couple of times what she was planning on leading, what songs she was planning on leading in the group sing. And she wasn't quite sure yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if some Pete Seeger shows up in this particular festival.
I often will wait until I am with the group to see what the group's energy is and what's going on, and that will help me to decide. So I don't think I can tell you now.
Talk a little bit about the place of singing in the everyday lives of, I guess, specifically Americans, that there was a time when people, I think, sang together in the home a lot more and sang together in groups more. And it almost seems like it's sort of turned into a spectator sport.
Well, you know, in the old days, we didn't have iPods or any of that. So, you know, we had to share with others. We had to share with other people. And I think that we did sing a lot together. Now, you know, I really focus a lot on African-American culture. And so when I think about, quote unquote, the old days or the past or where our music kind of began, you know, I understand really how profound an experience it was for communities to sing together. It was the way, singing was the way in which we commented, documented, preserved our history. And we did that by singing about what was going on now, so that we could remember today's now and yesterday's now and the nows before then, which actually are the sum total of our past. And so as African Americans, you know, in large part, our history of enslavement is recorded in song. And it was communal song. It wasn't music that was, quote unquote, composed by an individual and then sort of put on the group. No. The entire community participated in creating the music. And so it had to have been a communal experience. We still do that in church, as do many religions and cultures in this country. We sing communally. But I think that there is something that has happened across our American culture, which is that we begin to withdraw from the community and create a space for our individual selves. Things have changed a lot. Our technology fosters going into isolation with earbuds in our ears. And so we can listen to, you know, whatever we want to listen to in a crowd, even at the dining room table, even with members of our family. So the more we can create opportunities for people to come back together and to hear our individual voices blended with other voices, I think the healthier we become as individuals and as communities, because we're pulling our energies back together instead of siphoning them off.
You've been a violinist for pretty much all your life, it sounds like, and you're actually named for a very famous violinist. And yet you are noted primarily, at least in, you know, in your recording career, as a vocalist. Talk a little bit about the interaction between mastering an instrument and mastering your human physical voice, and how those two things play off of each other at times.
Wow. Well, that is a complex question. I am named after a violinist. His name was Eugene Ize. My father was a violinist. My father started teaching me violin at 2.5, and I studied until I finished high school. I majored in music in high school. And at that point, I actually stopped playing. And I haven't really played for about 40 years, but I picked it up several years ago when Sweet Honey was planning a project, and I was trying to think of interesting things that I could bring to that project, which was in tribute to Odetta, Nina Simone, Miriam Makeba. And so we recorded that project. It's called Tribute, and so people can hear me doing a duet between the violin and my voice. I have not ever actually studied singing. I sang in many choirs all through college and started a choir. I never intended to do music professionally, but, you know, sometimes the larger spirit knows more than we do. And somehow for the last 35, 36 years now, I've been doing music professionally, which is shocking to me. So I studied violin for a long time, gave it up, have sung for a long time, but not studied. Started composing about 35 years ago. And really everything that I am doing now is really based on what I learned before I graduated from high school.
That's interesting. Everything I needed to learn, I learned in high school, kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. In terms of the music, I mean, I had a really good, solid foundation, so I feel like I was well prepared, and I'm grateful for that. You know, there were those who knew more than I did and passed it on in wonderful ways.
So is there one song that you're absolutely certain will make it to the Friday Night Community Sing?
No.
Then our listeners will just have to wait for it.
They will just have to wait. And don't expect that it will be quote-unquote Sweet Honey songs. That's not what I do. It'll be wonderful. It'll be big fun. It really will. But it helps me really to kind of locate myself, you know, to have a sense of how many people and who will be there, to have a sense of the hall, and all of that helps. And I have, you know, several hundred songs that float around in my head all the time, which is why I don't listen to other music, I guess. So there are lots of things that I have to choose from, but I can't tell you what I'm going to land on.
Dr. Izai Barnwell, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.